Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and it's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990 in a free associative way. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in a roundabout, we're going to call that 60 minutes. Roundabout the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We got to keep up with that because, you know, next weekend is the cutoff weekend for radio obituaries to qualify for the Radio Obituary Retrospective, which you'll be hearing a lot about as your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He's coming to poll you to find out which radio obituaries you would like to hear retrospected later in the month of November. Oh, it's a big poll. You just be ready for that. I should really be caucusing regarding the poll. I'll have to get on that, so to speak. Hey, I already see everybody's terribly excited over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group because we are free associating tonight. I've already unpinned the post of the free association submissions because we are full up. You know, it's the time of year where I gotta wrap up the show on time because someone's following after us. It's the melanated hour. So I got to be ready for that. So yes, we will be on time tonight. It's going to happen. Just you be ready. So we probably ought to jump right in to this free associative goodness. Of course, if you've never listened to Bubbles in the Think Tank and don't know what I'm talking about, when we do free association, generally we do it over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group where you really ought to go and become a member. You don't have to do anything. Just be amused. But when this happens, I will tend to say over there at said Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group that it's going to be a free association night. Sometimes I do it live time where, you know, you throw it at me during the show, but you give me a word and whatever pops into my little head, that's what I play. You don't know where it's going to go. I don't know where it's going to go because it's you and me, you, the listener, me, Belinda, working together. It's how we like to work the best. But you know me, Belinda. I'm strictly on the corny side right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I'm strictly on the corny side, corny side, corny side. I'm strictly on the corny side, but the boys like me that way. Never go for city slicks. I can't mix, got no tricks. But put me with the cows and chicks, and you'll find that I'm not hay. I'm a real hillbilly, boys go silly, willy-nilly when I roll my eyes. And it's just like slaughter when this farmer's daughter starts in making with the apple pie. I'm strictly on the corny side, corny. On the corny side, but the boys like me that way. Now Hiram Johnson standing there, what makes you gawk and stare? Would you say that I'm a square?
Gosh, no, you look pretty round to me.
Grandpa Jones, set down that jug and demonstrate the bunny hug. Can't I have another slug? No time for everyone to cut a rug. Everybody dance. Let other people stop and stare and declare I'm a square. I'll find myself millionaire who's just as square as me. You can have the city, you can save your pity for the folks who run around and scream. Oh, the country's quiet, come along and try it down by the old mill stream. Hey, we're strictly on the corny side, corny side, corny side. We're strictly on the corny side, and that's the place to be.
If you ain't a man with a lot of guts, a doggone woman will drive you nuts. You can't trust one to the corner nowadays. Gotta watch your door, she'll cheat you blind. A woman ain't got but a one-track mind. You find out, bud, it's the man that always pays. She'll feed you a line that'll turn your head, and you'll marry her, and when you're in bed, she'll go through all the pockets in your pants. Then if you object, there'll be a big fight, and chances are it'll last all night. I'm telling you, man, you just ain't got a chance.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll just make a monkey out of you.
Handy round the house, they can't be trusted but man or mouse. It's a shame the way they drag a good man down. It's a well-known fact to talk too much, and they dig up dirt about the neighbors and such, and Paul Revere to gossip all around town. You'll blow your top when they get in your hair, and they'll drive you to drink, and man, I'll swear you wish you'd never seen the light of day. And I'm tipping you off, your goose is cooked when one of them females get you hooked, so you'd better think it over while you may. Dirty shame to come home late from a poker game to a little wife that's gonna give you a heck. She's sitting alone with a rolling pin, and she'll let you have it when you walk in, and when she gets through with you, you'll be a wreck. If you had a little nip and she smelled your breath, she'll start in nagging you half to death, and but you'll have to put up with that for life. Cause the preacher said, for better or worse, until you ride that big black hearse, you just naturally got yourself a wife.
With you, If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, one little kiss, you might discover I'm a lover meant for you. I'd be true, but what's the good of my scheming? I know I must be dreaming. Why don't stand a boast of a chance with you?
If you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe and sound, soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands in the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, Michael, you'll be part of Railways Through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhound.
More, tell them more.
Majestic self-amortizing canals.
Oh, it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea. All from
Tuppence. Prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the...
To be specific.
In the Dawes, Terms, Mousley, Grubbs, Fidelity, Fiduciary Bank.
Very well, my boy, give me the money.
I wanted to feed the birds.
Banks?
Yes, sir. Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account,
go on.
Soon you'll see.
Tell them more.
That it blooms into credit of a generous amount semi-annually.
And you'll achieve that sense of stature as you're in. To the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You
can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares,
bankruptcy,
yard sales,
opportunities,
all manner of private enterprise,
shipyards,
the mercantile,
colliery,
cannery.
While stand the banks of England, England stands. When fall the banks of England, England fall.
You see, Michael, all for the lack of
tuppence. Patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the to be specific in the dogs, mousely crowd, fidelity, fiduciary bank.
Welcome to our joyful family of investors.
They sit and chat, and one night he just let himself go.
And he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night.
And he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night. He said, "You are my darling Kate." Then he squeezed her fingers at the garden gate.
Then he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night.
Like a swan's, but the black swans understand. Her hair is good as gold and twice as scarce. Her voice is sweet and low, like the traffic in the Strand. He loves her, and his sight is getting worse.
And he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night.
Then he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night. He said, "You are my darling Kate." They squeezed her finger to the garden gate.
Then he kissed her.
Booty.
He did.
Well,
on her doorstep last night.
Ha ha.
On her doorstep last night.
Big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever was there will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. A lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. see them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock their mummies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. Today you'd better go out alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever was there will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
No, that wasn't 30 minutes. I thought I'd jump in a little early here just because I wanted to point out, just in case anybody missed it, that that was in response to Casey's word, his free association for the Cubs. That's all I wanted to point out. But hey, you're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we are free associating here. As if you hadn't noticed. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England, and if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. That is a public service message from your very good friends here at WMFO in Medford. So much more to go. I don't know how we're going to get through this night, but we're going to do it as we jump back in with a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. It's Dinah Washington right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
You better stop knocking on my door at night. You better keep your mouth shut, good and tight. My man's an undertaker, and he's got a coffin just your size. Well, you better not brag about the times we had, 'cause that'll only make Mr. Ice real mad. My man's an undertaker, and he's got a coffin just your size. Your old clothes out on the dump. Now you can go and sit on a stump. I put another cushion on your easy chair, 'cause to where you used to sit, Mr. Rice is sitting there. You promised me a car, but all you did was scheme. The only time I rode was in my dreams. Now my man's an undertaker, and he's got a fleet of limousines. Just your side.
eyes pop out. Corn is fun, it's really fun. I really love it. Oh, hooray for corn. Oh, hooray for corn. Oh, hooray for corn.
The Great Gray Ghost. The Great Gray Ghost gallops around here. I know, I saw him once. I'll tell you the story of what happened. It hasn't been many months. In the woods is where it all started, just about the middle of the day. I was out strolling lightly, and what to my dismay did appear but a big yellow pigeon that queerly stared my way. He squawked and squatted and squalling quickly turned to gray. I thought my eyes had failed me and tried to ignore my fate. But by the time I'd learned I was wrong, it was certainly way too late. When the image noticed my attention, it began to show its stuff. And part of its big program involved playing pretty rough. The pigeon turned into a buffalo and galloped at breakneck speed right for my frail body. I think it wanted to breed. My sensibilities were, needless to say, shocked. I ran. But why? My eyes could have been wrong. I stopped, and so did the gray galloper. Its breathing became harder, and so did its stare, not to mention its two great large protrusions that went flailing into the air. And then the moment came, and pigeons were everywhere. Newborn and yellow and changing into greater gray buffaloes. This process continued for hours. It seemed it would never end. Then finally, I didn't see it anymore. Had it disappeared or become part of the wind?
No longer do I love the city life. I'm heading straight for home. No longer will I spend sleepless nights, 'cause I'm coming, mammy, never more to roam. If I could hold you in my arms again, I'll never ask for more. 'Cause, mammy, can't you hear me? I'm knocking at the cabin door, dancing, prancing and eating fried chicken, singing, swinging and raising the dickens, with the banjo strumming all the while. Tell me, mammy, ain't I your honey child? I know you've waited for me night and day, but you won't have to wait no more. 'Cause, mammy, can't you hear me? I'm knocking at the cabin door. Thank you. and raising the dickens, with the banjo strumming all the while. Tell me, mammy, ain't I your honey child? I know you waited for me night and day, but you won't have to wait no more. Cause, mammy, can't you hear me? I'm knocking at the cabin door.
Little kitty. Now you sit here in my lap while we sing. I love little pussy. Her coat is so warm. And if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll sit by the fire and give her some food. And pussy will love me because I am good. Like that, little kitty? We'll sing it again for you now. I love little pussy, her coat
You might be interested in knowing this. My life is unraveling before me. I'm almost a little worried that the end of my days are coming or something, because certain things are coming to a head lately that I haven't thought of in years. For instance, the very day that I moved in here, a woman moved into the apartment right below mine, into 115. And the strange part of it was that I went with the guy she married for a whole year, but I didn't love him. I didn't want to marry him. I was accused of stealing this man from her, but I didn't know it, you see. She ended up marrying him, and we both knew the situation. So, the second day that I was in here, I found out, just because it was posted up on the bulletin board, that she moved in here. And so I went down to see her. I knocked at the door, and I have to admit, my knees were shaking a little bit, just out of stupidity. She didn't come to the door, nobody came to the door, and I walked away, and Sister Felice came along, and she said, "Are you lost?" You know, she thought maybe I was on the wrong floor. I said, "No, I was looking for Gertrude." She said, "You know Gertrude?" I said, "Oh, indeed I do." You know, kind of giving myself away. In 15 minutes, Gertrude was at my door. She knocked at the door, and I did not recognize her. She came in, and all my furniture was in boxes and all around and all that, you know. We sat there and talked for a good hour and a half. She knew all about me, and she told me all about their life. And I got the best of the deal, believe me, because he never liked to travel. My husband, he was just ready to do anything interesting. He had that German attitude, you know, and that with my Irish, why, we had a good combination. Anyway, this man that she married, I'm so glad that I didn't get tangled up with him anymore. So the next day, I was down getting my mail, and the woman came up to me and she said hello, and I thought she said my name, but I don't believe she did. She told me that her name was Bola, and I said, "Oh, I knew a person by the name Bola." And she looked at me and she said, "Lenny?" And I said, "Yes, I had gone out with Lenny too." Since then, there have been about four ladies that I have known the guys that they married eventually. And every last one of them, they go out of their way to be nice to me. I don't do anything. I don't ever look any of them up, and I never personally get out of my chair to socialize or anything, but they all do that to me. See, I think they were all interested in seeing what kind of a person I was.
Always chasing Ricky Bates.
Hey, Miller, I lost my little pussycat. Will you help me find it?
Of course. Come on, gang, let's call it. Here, pussy, where can you be? Here, pussy, come back to me.
Yeah.
kisses make a red hot pepper pot hot up for me. A spicy red hot pepper pot from pepper tree. My heart's like a burning oven when you turn on your lovin'. Love me long with love as strong as a red hot pepper pot. Ah, pepper pot. Your touch feels so soft, like a rose on my cheek. But I not get weak from your charm. Instead, it's like shot in the arm. I fly though my feet planted firmly on ground, 'cause no one around can pitch woo in same league with wonderful you. Your kisses make a red hot pepper pot hot up for me. Spicy red hot pepper pot from pepper tree. My heart's like a burning oven when you turn on your lovin'. Love me long with love as strong as a red hot pepper pot. Hot pepper pot. Red hot pepper pot. Red hot pepper pot. You sigh and I hear sound of sweet lullaby, and then when you speak, I hear walls that make my heart do somersault. If you say you care, I'll be Jack in the Box. Jump out of my socks with delight to think that we go steady each night. Your kisses make a red hot pepper pot out of me. Spicy red hot pepper pot from the pepper tree. My heart's like a burning oven when you turn on your lovin'. Love me long with love as strong as a red hot pepper pot. Red hot pepper pot. Red hot pepper pot.
Alright, you gotta know this. Tom, you usually can't stump Tom, you know? Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
When is a door not a door?
Don't give it away! When is a door not a door?
When's a door not a door?
When?
When it's ajar. No, stupid. When it's Jim Morrison and it's dead.
What a doggone fool you can really be if you don't stop messing around with a no good man. Why, he'll call you honey and he'll squeeze you tight. When you ain't looking, he'll turn out the light. Then, sister, you might as well figure on the Morris plan. As soon as he thinks you're digging his jive, he'll invite you out for a little drive. He's just gotta show you his brand new automobile. But when you miles from home and that night is black, you just don't feel like walking back. You can take it from a gal who knows, honey, I've had that deal. Trust a man, he'll try to fool you if he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Before you know it, he's got you hooked in a one-room flat and your goose is cooked, with a table bed and a sink and three flights of stairs. He buys you clothes at the five and dime, and you look out the window to see the time. You wish you were back at home on them that easy chairs. He only gives you part of the pay. Them collectors knock on that door all day. He blames your mother for helping to spend his dough. Then he don't come home till 8:30. He blames the boss for keeping him out late till that lipstick on his collar starts to show. Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can, and he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Now he'll mind, you ain't getting nothing but fat. And the first thing you know, you ain't got nothing to wear. Then you gotta stay home, mind the kid, while he goes around just flipping his lid. Then he staggers home, gives you one of them old glassy stares. He'll size you up with a silly grin as sure as you ask him where he's been. He'll say, what's your matter, honey? You know I'm all alone. Then you say, sit down there, take off your shoes. He says, okay, I ain't got nothing to lose, because I'm going to catch heck anyhow when I get home. Never, never trust a man.